So hello everybody and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's diet pillar. This is one of the biggest pillars of all in terms of the absolute number of pages of information and quantity of information that I have to share with you here. I have to say I'm really partial to this pillar and I'm really excited about what we have to share. So just as a recap, we know that we are going through our pillars. We had fun, rest, exercise, environment, and now we're on diet. We need these to be in balance in order to support healthy digestion, blood sugar, adrenal, thyroid, and sex hormones. And there we have them, our pillars. And when you spell it out, it spells the word freedom. We call it the Body Freedom Foundations, the Body Freedom Pillars, because when you help a client to get these pieces in balance, they're body starts to sigh. This body starts to feel free. The body has more energy. And I feel like the symptoms that people suffer from in their body actually limit their freedom. One of my top values, actually my very top value, is freedom. And that's why I'm so dedicated to doing the things to take care of my body that help me create the freedom to do what I want when I want to do it. Pillar five is diet. There's a whole bunch of stuff we're going to cover. I will show you a tour of the site and where all these resources live. And I highly encourage you to step through them step by step and start to see how you can use these resources with your clients. Some of these areas you may already have your own resources. Some of them you may not. So I really want to make sure that you're aware of all the things you can do. I like to do beverage swaps. We have organ and gland rebalancing protocols. We have detailed information about the nutrients, the macronutrients, the carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and the micronutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fun recipes, when you can make it fun for your folks to have a good diet. Because, you know, you're putting them in a situation where you're saying, you know, some of this stuff that you're used to eating and drinking isn't so good for you anymore. And you came to me because you want to feel better. Now, you don't want to take away their fun because fun is one of our pillars, right? So what if you can create some food swaps that allow them to feel really good about what they're doing because they're eating really fun foods? And kitchen setup for success. We actually have a section in here where I take you through a pantry and kitchen makeover. And there's a lot of videos and you can take ideas for that. Feel free to steal my idea and create a pantry and kitchen makeover service for your clients, whether it be a one-on-one where you actually go to their kitchen and help them do it, or whether it be an online thing where you invite people into a Zoom room and you take them through the process and you give them exercises to do on the breaks. That's what we did, and that's what we're giving you access to, is a whole day. It's like an 8-hour seminar series, a virtual webinar that we did for our energy recharge program. We also, you need tools in order to help people to get their diet and nutrition in order. You need tools. So you need to be able to provide them recipes. I know some of you are verbose about making recipes. Some of you are not so good at it. And some of the recipes in my stuff, I'll tell you where. I don't want you giving away my recipe guides from my programs. Those are proprietary, and that's how we make our living, is by selling people into programs that have that. But you're welcome to use those as guidelines and create your own recipes. And there are certain ones that have said, you know, you can take these recipes. And we are looking into future down the road, having the ability to license sets of recipes so that you don't have to give credit. You can just pull and choose and pick them and make your own recipe guides. And set up education. Elimination diets are super important. We go through that. Menus and food prep demos. These are all critical pieces and things that you can do to really support your clients in feeling good about being in the kitchen and changing their diet and making the choices that are consistent with their overall health goals. We're gonna look at what's on the site. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share with you a few slides that give you an idea, and then I'm gonna switch my share to the actual site itself, and then I'll take you through the pages so that you can see how we've set this up. Pillar five, diet. I give you a little intro to why it's important. We've got a list of progress. There's more underneath here. So as you do things, if you're one of these folks like me who flips around, you know, maybe you're doing a little bit from the environment pillar and then you go back to the diet, or you have somebody that you want to work with, so you pick pieces out. As soon as you do it, you can do a little check, and I'll show you when we get to the site what happens. And you know, you can keep track. You go, which ones of these videos did I watch? Okay, you know which ones of these videos that you watched, and you can look at the sheet. So this is the beginning of the diet pillar. And then at the bottom of the page with the diet pillar, we've got a section for each of the subsections. So there's five or six subsections. So we're going to teach clients to swap in health promoting beverages. And I start there because I think it's so important that people be hydrated. There's a lot of times when you can work with somebody and not ask them about that, and suddenly you discover that these folks are not doing well because they're only drinking 2 cups of water a day, right? So hydration is super important. We've got a lot of resources that you can use and share with your clients. I'll show you those pages. We have a whole section on energizing beverages and recipes and ideas for beverages that don't zap their energy, like coffee, which gives you a big boost of energy and then lets you down later, or alcohol, which stresses and strains the liver, or diet sodas, which put a monkey wrench in brain chemistry. No, we're giving you energizing beverages that you can help them to swap out and replace to give them more energy. And I will say, the elixirs, people love the concept of an elixir, a magical beverage, right? And they make these elixirs, and I've gotten such great reports of people growing hair back, having more energy, getting their sex drive back, etc. So we have all that on that one page about energy beverages, and that's where I like to start with people. This is kind of in the order that I would say when you're working with them on nutrition, you can start with. The next is help them to make recipe creation and meal planning fun. So what we've done in here is we've given you meal planning resources. We've given you a guide to creating a healthy kitchen. We've given you some information about getting them started on breakfast, and then the kitchen and pantry makeover here. So feel free to go through these, and I'll show you what's in each of these as we get finished through this. So then we have specific foods and healing protocols. We've got, you know, how do they incorporate more greens and why, and giving you some background information as you're trying to share with them, like how do you teach them that this is so very healthy for them. Whole thing on sea vegetables, because most people do not eat enough sea vegetables. They don't even know what they are. Many people, it's just, oh yeah, when I go to the sushi restaurant, I have some nori, but they're just so loaded with minerals. And we give you tons of information about sea vegetables on that page. We talk about alkalizing and detoxifying foods. And I've had miraculous recoveries of people with chronic pain when we just start to switch them off of the acidifying foods and onto the alkalizing foods. So we give you all the background you need for that. We talk about kitchen herbalism. So I have a little booklet that I give you that I put together with the help of some people on my team. And it has a bunch of herbs. And they're herbs that you typically people would have in their kitchen. So not, you know, ashwagandha or other things like that. No, it's like basil and thyme and rosemary and all these culinary herbs that people will have around. And what are some of the medicinal qualities of those? So you can help them to be able to sprinkle a little of this and a little of that into their food. Then we have specific kind of guidelines for each of these areas of the body. Now, you know we're not into a this for that approach, but there are specific foods and nutrients that can help support specific organs and glands. So while you're working on the basics and working on the foundations, it's really nice to know what additional nutrients and herbs you need to incorporate when people have problems with adrenals, with the blood sugar, with bone health, with brain health, digestive health, heart health, thyroid health, mouth and dental health, and then food allergies. There's a whole section on food allergies. And then we have the nutrients. So we start with macronutrients, fat, give your body an oil change, helping them to learn about managing inflammation. That's the one conversation I had with almost everybody that I dealt with early on. And I was like over and over and over again, telling the story of the fatty acid cascade and the inflammation that gets to be controlled when you control those fats. And then I'm giving you a free access to my Eat Your Way Out of Pain home study course. That might be something that you want your clients to purchase. It's really cheap, like $27. And you can guide them through it if you feel like you need more information and don't feel like you want to make those slides and the various handouts and stuff for yourself. You just get them to purchase it and then you can guide them through it. And then carbohydrates. So what are carbohydrates, and what are the value of carbohydrates? What are the downside of carbohydrates? Helping them to see how they can figure out how much carbohydrate they should be having in their diet. These are all important things. teaching them about gluten-free, who should go gluten-free, what does it take to go gluten-free, tons of resources there, and then all about sugar. So how did you get them to choose the healthiest carbohydrate foods? Teach them about protein. All right, we have resources on this page to teach clients how to choose the best protein, what proteins do in the body, what's excessive and what's not enough. And then we have the micronutrients. So there's a whole bunch of stuff on vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. All right, so now we're in the site. As you know, the way to get to the Body Freedom is you go to the sidebar here under your membership dashboards, you click on Body Freedom Foundations, and that will bring you to the main page of the Body Freedom Foundations. We're going to click on Pillar 5 Diet. And that's going to take us to the overview intro page for Pillar 5 Diet. And what we've got is a checklist. All of these are formatted similarly where you have a checklist and you can see how far along you are. And well, these, there you go. Downloaded slides. So, okay, it's going to keep track of how much you've done on the little progress bar. So you just check them off when you've done them. Nothing triggers when you finish them. It's just for your own watching because all of these are going to be open to you at any point in time. You don't have to go through them in order. That's the diet page. And then if you scroll down towards bottom, this is where I showed you. And then these are the little boxes. So you can click on any of these that you want to do. So say you're just going, wow, I want to see what this kitchen and pantry makeover is. You can just come down there and click to it at any time. Okay, so that's what all of that is. And we're going to just start at the beginning. We're going to go to health promoting beverages. There's a lot here. This has three main sections, the water and hydration, energizing beverages, magic of elixirs. These actually get checked off when you go to the pages and get them checked off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on the beginning, water and hydration. And notice that over to the left side, you've got each of the pillars. And if there's subsections, sub pages, you've got those and you can click directly to them. So there's seven of them under the diet pillar. Okay, so now we're on water and hydration. The way these are all set up, you're going to have a little paragraph at the top of each of these. So you'll have the name, a little paragraph, and then your progress. So you'll have your progress bar and your progress sheet. So this will apply to everything that's on the page below. So what we do with the hydration is a little different. We don't have a video for it. We just have this content information. So there's no video for all of them. And then we have an action plan. Almost all the pages will have an action plan. Like how can you use the information here, whether it's the one in the document or whether it's what's in your video. How do you use that with your clients? So in this particular case, we have them keep a hydration journal and see how much they're actually drinking. How thirsty do they get? So a whole lot of things that you can be asking them to record. There's a picture of Dr. Batmanghaldish. He's Indian. I don't know how to say his name actually, but he basically says that thirst is not a great indicator of when to drink because by the time they perceive thirst, they're already down about 3 cups. So you just want to have them be spreading their water out. You can have them calculate how much they need using the half your body weight in fluid ounces, 8 ounces for every 15 minutes of vigorous exercise or perspiration. And also that some of the drinks, they think that they're getting enough because they're drinking tea or coffee or juice or soft drinks. And those are actually, a lot of those are dehydrating. They actually cause the body to hold on or push out more fluid than they provide. So you really do need to take water as a primary beverage. Tea is an exception, which is in herbal tea. So if you're just using like a chamomile tea bag or other thing like that, that's fine. But black tea, which has tannins and caffeine, can actually cause this effect where the body loses more liquid than we want it to. Have them equipped. I love to just have the bottles. I keep a half gallon on my desk and I make sure I get through it every day and I pour it into smaller containers. Have them create their own personal hydration schedule. A lot of people will tell you, I don't know how to drink, how am I going to get this much water in? So you give them a schedule. Okay, as soon as you get up, go from anywhere from 16 to 32 ounces. And again, the range, speak it based on their weight. If somebody's super light, they're going to go in the low end. And if they're heavy, they're going to go in the high end, right? And then there's a strategy schedule that you're welcome to share with your clients. It's just whenever you're sharing something, you want to maintain my copyright. Or you can just take the information and, you know, create it in your own words and make that work for them. I always tell them to share it out loud. If they've got a plan, call a friend, post it on social media. Really is a helpful way to stick with it. And then I have a bunch of extra stuff, background information for you to learn more about water if you're so inclined. And that's it. And then some deeper dives. So that's the water thing. So I'd recommend you study it, you work with people, and right at the beginning, let's make sure they're hydrated, because you can go months in and be working with them and they're not getting better, and then you find out they're drinking 16 ounces of water a day and they weigh 200 pounds. Okay. One of our coaches, Tony, said that she checks in with them. She starts them with water. She checks in with them. And then if they haven't done anything with their water by the next visit, she works on water again. And she just keeps working on the water until they're doing it, because it's like a waste to keep going. Then you've got these energizing beverages, and I've given you a lot of resources. This was made for my Energy Recharge Inner Circle, my high-end program for clients. You're welcome to listen. It's in client language. It's right. It's not the technical language. So you can get a sense of how can you present this stuff to your clients. And we always give you downloadables of the audio, the video, the slides, and then we give you the printer friendly. And then we always include a transcript in these things. Okay. So that you have all the tools you need to be able to understand it. Maybe you don't have time to sit there and watch a video, but you can grab a transcript or have an audio that you play when you're doing exercise. So whatever way works best for you. Then we give you action plans that you can take these steps to work through with your clients. So teach them how to make a variety of green beverages, and we give you a booklet with recipes in it. Have them start consuming blended greens. Have them consume a variety of greens and making a variety of recipes. So this is step-by-step how you can take them through. If they want to flavor their drinks, they're going, I just can't drink that much water. Teach them how to use essential oils, a little bit of peppermint, a little bit of basil, a little bit of lemon. It just makes it feel really good in terms of them drinking. And I've also included my Healing Elixirs and Teas book. And that's a really cool book. It's got just lists of all the different things that you can put in them. It's got a nice chart. It's got a list of all these different herbs that you can make the teas out of, and base teas, how you can use as a base, and then some recipes for making an elixir base, and some recipes for other things, the chia gel that you can add to it, adrenal and immune boosting elixir, and whatnot. So we actually sell this booklet on our website. It's what's called, they call in marketing, a tripwire. When people opt in for our mini book of elixir recipes, we give them the offer to pay $7 and buy this book, and we've sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, so you get it for free. So and then I have this other book that I put together with the top 10 essential oil, 12. They're my favorites, but you know, you may have your other favorites, but I list different companies and I list the herbs and what they do. So it's a good reference guide. Now, those of you who are super into the essential oils, this may be just like kindergarten for you, but it's good information for sharing with people if you just want to look at specific basic stuff. Okay, and then I have the list in the back. It's a pretty big book. How many pages is this? 35 pages. It's a good book. And we don't sell this. We don't provide it anywhere except for people in our high-end programs, like you guys in the NEPT and the Body Freedom, or our Energy Recharge. And then I list some specific ones. There's some from doTERRA. There's some from, I think there's a couple from Young Living as well. So I try to be agnostic when it comes to promoting a particular company, because I found stuff that I like in multiple companies. So I hope that doesn't offend those of you who have a particular favorite. But these are good things, and these are good resources that you could do to try to get your people to just stick with the program more, right? When their water tastes good, then they like to stick with it. I've also given you access to, we already talked the elixirs and teas, the top 10 essential oils. You have direct links on this page, so it's just there. And then this other one, the magic of elixirs for restoring energy and hormone balance, we actually have a video. So you've got this video about it, and you've got some things, teach them how to work with it. So there's the healing elixirs and teas, and use it to help them create their own recipes. So basic stuff, but there's just a lot here. And if you go through it step by step, then you don't overwhelm people and you don't overwhelm yourself. So we'll move on from the health promoting beverages. We'll move into recipe creation and meal planning. And there we go. So on the main page, again, it's completing the different parts. There's four parts. There's the recipe creation resource page. There's the healing kitchen resource guide. There's a page on energizing breakfast. And then there's your pantry and kitchen makeover. So I'm just going to go to the recipe creation and planning and resource page. And we basically give you some tools, shopping and planning resources, and recipe books that you can use for help to put some of these things together for your client. Okay. And then we have this Healing Kitchen resource guide. We add things to this as we find new resources, but it's basically got these, all the different staple foods, like, and where I buy them. That's what it's for. So people are asking us all the time. So we put a fresh foods and a condiments type of a thing together. We talk about the basics of organic. And then we have staple foods and where we've gotten them or found them to be helpful and good. You may have other brands, and if you do and you want those added to our guide, feel free, because just let us know. So here's essential oils, and then green powders, gut repair products, healing powders and mushrooms. So we're just listing for you a lot of resources that you can send your people to. And then we have a nice little checklist that they can use to create a shopping list. So it's a pretty decent book. We give it away as part of our Vital program, which is our membership program. We have Energizing Breakfast. So this is a page where we give you resources for creating breakfasts. It's got a really nice little video that I created. It's probably about 30 minutes long, I think, if I start to play it. Yeah.
Hello and welcome.
Yep, 30 minutes long, and you can watch that. You can download the slides. You can look at the transcript, teaching people how to eat within an hour of getting up. Now, that's not necessarily true for everybody. Some people do better with the intermittent fasting, and they're talking about it these days. Like, a lot of people are hearing it, so you have to help them to determine, are they going to do better by skipping breakfast and having a longer window, or are they going to do better by eating? And you get a lot of information about how to do that. I give you how to balance the macro and micronutrients for breakfast. So there's my hormone hacking breakfast menus. You can get them to go there and download it for themselves if you want to. Teach them to avoid high carbs at breakfast and why. Teach them to eat their omegas at breakfast and why. Have them add probiotics to their breakfast to get their digestion going. I love to do that in the form of yogurts. It's really yummy. And then have them try my favorite breakfast combos, which is in the hormone hacking breakfast menus. Lots of recipes. It's about 20, 25 pages long. So that's our breakfast. And then let me just show you real quick what's in the kitchen and pantry makeover. And, you know, it's really helpful because people go, what should I buy? What should I do? How do I do it? And what I've done, I offered this all-day program. And we basically started, I did some talks. And then I sent them off to their own kitchen. And then they came back and said, what did they find? What can they keep? What are they going to get to send away? So you've got all these videos you can check off when you watch them. I've got part one, part two, part three, part four. And, you know, we just broke up the presentation. And you could hear me say, okay, now go do this inventory thing. So give you an idea of how you might help people through this. Then there was a Q&A. And then there's the kitchen, healing kitchen again for convenience sake. And then we had this live thing where I went through my own HIIT kitchen makeover. So those are all presentations with slides, the ones above. This is me actually going through a tour in my kitchen. Let's see if we can see some of it.
So we're going to do a little tour of my
refrigerator, and you see me opening my refrigerator
and one time
showing
to try
you
it.
And
it's all right.
My pantry. So I just took you on a tour of my kitchen and how I organize it and what kind of products I have. It was not professionally done. It was just me doing it, but very helpful. And then natural cleaning supplies. Yeah. So I basically take you through, you know, different cleaning supplies, and because there are a lot of good natural products on the market now where there weren't. So it's basically that. And then that's it. So that's our kitchen and pantry makeover. My guess is there's probably a total of about, you know, once we edited it and took out their breaks and all, it's probably a total of 4 hours worth of video on this page, is my guess. So that's the recipe creation and meal planning, you know, getting their kitchen set up. Now we're going to look at some of the specific food protocols, how we put them together. This is the index page, right? So you can get to all of them from here, and there's a checklist for all the different parts. And we start here and we go to Greens for Vibrant Health. And so I take you through a process of helping them to greenify their life, eat more greens. How do they eat it? Why do they want to eat more greens? There's a lot of resources, as you can see, because there's 15 checklists here. So I've got a couple of different books that you can download to give them ideas of. There's charts and all this stuff in here. Your Key to Vibrant Health, Blended Greens for Health and Longevity. I used to give those away on my site. So if you want to share those with folks, you certainly can. Teach them how to eat their greens either raw or lightly steamed to maintain the nutrition. But knowing that if they have a leaky gut, IBS, some sort of an issue where they don't handle raw, then I oftentimes will put people on a 30-day no raw vegetables, cooked only unless they do juices, which don't have the fiber, to really regulate that gut and help it to heal. I like to get them up to consuming 32 to 64 ounces. Not that many of them get there, but it's kind of a goal. And if you work them up to just gradually increasing, it just makes it really easy. End of the day for me, if I've been really busy and I don't have time to sit down and make a salad and then chew a salad, I know that I could grab a smoothie and I can get a tremendous amount of nutrition right then and there. Get them to commit to eating a salad every day, assuming it's not, they don't have some IBS issues that preclude them doing well with it. If they don't get bloated and gassy when they eat it, then it's a good thing to do. A lot of variety in those salads. It's not just lettuce, tomato, and cucumber. And for those who have joint pain, you may want to be doing a trial of no nightshades just to see if that's something that's a problem for them. But also kale salads, like shred up your green leafy vegetables, put a little salt on them and massage it to get it down to this really nice consistency, and then add pine nuts or red bell pepper, shredded carrots, shredded broccoli, whatever else. So really nice to have that. And we give you a bunch of recipes on this page, encouraging them to eat variety, teaching them to work up to 2 pounds of greens a day. This is really important. The cup of greens in a smoothie with a whole bunch of fruit, that's not really doing it. They need to be eating a lot more greens. So however you can get them to do it. So I give you a bunch of recipe videos. These are from our food library. These are some of the recipes that we have there. Some really good ones. People love the creamy broccoli soup. I had somebody say I never liked broccoli before I had that. We give them a way of doing kale salad, kale crisps, green snacks, all that. And then we pulled out a few of the pages from the Vital Healing Kitchen, which has a tremendous number of them, but the green related ones we put here. And there you have it. So you've got a lot of resources to really help them to decide, yeah, green is important to me and how can I do it? And then we can go back to this index. Sea vegetables, I think that people miss so often. There's just not a lot of it out there. It's a really good source of iodine. There's a lot of iodophobia out there where people are saying, don't eat iodine, it's bad for you. No, yeah, because some studies showed that some folks had higher levels of Hashimoto's in areas where they had too much iodine. We're not talking too much iodine. We're talking the Goldilocks principle of just right. And a lot of people are just throwing things out and telling people not to eat any sea vegetables because it's too much iodine. But the fact is that most people are deficient because our soils are deficient and people don't eat enough things from the sea. So if we don't have enough iodine, we just can't make, guess what, thyroid hormone, right? And if we don't have enough, we don't get breast protection because iodine protects the breast. It's also cells in the pancreas that get protected. So it's like any other nutrient. We shouldn't vilify a nutrient. We want to make sure that people are getting the right amount, not putting them into excess. It's true of everything. So here's some booklets that I put together that give you lots of information about the greens from the sea, the incredible health benefits of sea vegetables, some guidelines that you can work through with them, a half an ounce to an ounce a week to give them really good a good basis. They don't have to do it every day. There's some amazing recipes and ways that you can include it. Here's some ideas, right? Irish moss makes a great pudding. Who'd have thought? A sea vegetable making pudding. Nori makes a great wrap, whether you're having sushi or just kind of using it instead of a tortilla for a burrito. Dulcin bullwhip will kelp are real easy to just snack on. I love arame, and I've given you some recipes in it in the recipe guides. I love arame. Arame is like spaghetti. It's like black spaghetti. And then I do it with shredded carrots and shredded daikon. And then I put in ginger and turmeric, and it's divine. I made it for Thanksgiving one year, and the family loved it. I was shocked. You can make nut pâtés. I always put like green stuff in there to make, instead of like, there's recipes out there for mock tuna salad that you make with sunflower seeds and almonds, but I like to put in the veggies, especially the sea veggies. Blended soups, really easy. It's not hard to do. And then there's some extra, a sea veggie video from the Vital community. So here you go. You can watch these videos to learn more about it. And then, if they have a challenge, right? If they have a health challenge, if they have a thyroid issue, if they appear to be low and you've done an iodine load test on them, you can get them up to 1.5 to 3 ounces a week. Okay. This is Ryan Drum, who I buy bullwhip kelp from, BC kelp, if you want to get it. He says that 3 to 5 pounds of sea vegetables will fully mineralize an adult human for 1 year. He claims his personal consumption to be about 10 pounds a year, about 3 ounces a week. If your client's up to the challenge, have them increase their consumption to fully mineralize their body. So 3 to 5 pounds, his is 10 pounds a year, which is 3 ounces a week. 5 pounds would be 1.5 ounces. It's not hard to do. And if you're looking at 3 pounds, you're probably looking at 1 ounce. So it goes back to my original 1 ounce to 1.5 ounces, but this is an advanced challenge. And just don't do it with people who you suspect might have excess iodine, somebody who has a goiter, somebody who has hyperthyroidism. That's sea vegetables. Next, alkalizing and detoxifying foods. I know a lot of you already give people alkaline food charts. It's super important to keep the body alkaline. We have a whole video on it. I think it's probably a 20 or 30 minute video on it. Again, I did it for my people in my energy recharge program. So it's at a level that you can, how you can speak to this. I speak to people in a higher, probably a deeper level than a lot of people do, but it's not meant to be like all the deep science like I would give a practitioner. But you have a transcript there too, so you can scan through it if you want to. All right, we teach them how to achieve acid-alkaline balance with the alkaline diet handout. We begin to get their food choices towards 70 to 80% alkaline, and there's the chart. We help them to track, and so I give you some information in a tracking form to help them track if they want to track their pH. We learn to help them with detoxification. That throws them into an acidic state. So how to detoxify, foods that enhance, foods that disrupt, and then your energy zapper. So these are just charts and lists that you can create your own from mine, and you can add your own specials. And then we have a bunch of resources for additional study. Then we have kitchen herbalism. Okay, this is a video we put together, the Kitchen Herbalist Guide to Herbal Home Remedies. And these are basically things that people typically have. If I open this book up, you're going to see lists of foods. And this is like, how do they use their medicine, make their medicine cabinet their kitchen, right? So we have some basic information. Welcome to learn all that. And then we have some of the more common allspice, basil, bay leaves, black pepper, cardamom, cayenne. You can put these in recipes, and it's always fun for people love to know what those herbs in their foods do for them. So I give you an introduction and some advice, sage advice. This is my spice rack. I have them all labeled. When my son was about 8 or 9, I gave him the label maker, and he made labels for them, and he put a label on where they go back in there. So my spice rack is alphabetical. Some of them are spelled wrong because he was 9 years old. And then we go through the specific herbs, essential oils, and then how to use them. So you may be making teas, you may be making oil infusions, lots of great information here. And then I have each of the herbs that, or the spices that we chose and what they might be used for. So it's a really fun kind of a booklet with pictures, and really fun to put together. And then an index. One of the things you can have them do is to make a list of all the herbs and spices they have there, and then you can actually look them up in the book and see, well, what do I have already? So you don't have to buy anything new. And then they may read the book and decide they want to add some more. So that's what we do in this section. So it helps you to help them to really take their health in their own hands and use their kit, their herbalist. I'm going to go through these rather quickly. I don't want to go spend all day doing each one of these. We'll just go through these rather quickly. But there's herbs for adrenal health. These are subsets of our bigger program. In each one, I've included the recipe collection from that program and some just general stuff that you can use to help people to support their adrenals in this particular case. And we have this really nice little fun foods and magical elixirs making breakfast. Lunch, dinner, and desserts, and things that you can have them add and do. So spend some time with that and spend some time with each one of these. We have one for blood sugar balance. Again, like I said, it's a subset of our blood sugar balancing program, our IRSPT or sweet spot. We give you the metabolic reset kit, which will give you the recipe guides and some of the basics and some other bits and pieces from that. So we have one for blood sugar, we have one for bone health. We have some really good resources in here for you for bone health. We've got an instructional video that I did before a live audience on bone health. And we've got this booklet, Eating for Bone Health, which has a great information about all the herbs and the nutrients and how bone can be preserved and strengthened. We have some assessments, avoid the bone weakening foods, acid alkaline balance, adjust their bone, the diet to include it. So we have an eating for bone health guide, and this will give you all the nutrients, and there's charts and DEXA scans and all kinds of assessments. This is a booklet I put together. And then we have some recipes for you. Strengthen My Bones Green Smoothie, Bone Building Brownies. So these are recipes that you can get ideas for and help your client to start to incorporate. And then these are some extra things that I really like. Strong Women Stay Young, really nice exercise program. And then Eating for Bone Health, which is our... Then we have Brain Health, Digestive Health, Heart Health, Thyroid Health. So all of these are very similar. I'll just show you quickly on the dental health because that's a little bit different. That we had a guest speaker, Nadine Artemis, did this with me. And then we have action plan based on some of the stuff that she did. She's been studying the oral health and she's done oral health summits and all that. So here's some of the things that she talked about summarized for you on the page. This last one I'll show you, which is food allergies. And it's how do you conduct an elimination diet with your clients? So there's the elimination provocation process. And then we've got a bunch of checklists and assessments and all sorts of things to help you to guide your clients through an elimination diet. Elimination diets are super important, not just for things that are food allergens, but also foods that are that they don't really jive with the chemical constituents. So that all of this applies not just to identifying food allergens, but for identifying people who are sensitive to possibly oxalates or nightshades or other things. So we take you through the tracking, identifying the triggers, tracking, designing their elimination, and then doing a provocation. And we have another video talking about the importance of slowly adding things back. Now there's a lot of information in this. In each of these sections, you'll see there's a lot of information. So I just recommend you take it from the top. If there's a particular one of these in the list that you have somebody you're working with, that you can jump right to it. So the next thing I want to show you is our page on fats, carbohydrates, proteins, and vitamins and minerals. This is one of the first things I like to do with people is give them an oil change because fats are so integral in all kinds of diseases. So here's the information about it. Here's your progress sheet. And then I have the data. So this doesn't have a video. It just has the data right here on the page. You can assess them. So we have a nutrient balance assessment where you can get a score for how are they doing on their fats. We have this whole PDF on Give Your Body an Oil Change. So it's basically what's on that page is all written in this PDF. So if you prefer to download it and print it and put it in your binder, you can do that. We really, really want to focus here on their omega-3-6 balance. And that's why I give you this Excel sheet. love this. As an Excel sheet, you can put the numbers in. So it gives you this information about the different foods and the amounts. And this is what's in the Excel sheet. Only in the Excel sheet, you can actually put the numbers in. So if you're helping them to design a breakfast menu, then you can just put their numbers in here. So say they have something that has 2 ounces of flax seeds and an ounce of pumpkin seeds, etc. This will calculate for them their omega-3 6 balance. Now this one had nothing in it, so it looks like that, but in the spreadsheet itself you can put the numbers in and you can get it dynamically. I've also included in that spreadsheet is several recipes. So this is a recipe for chia pudding. It's probably a few days worth of chia pudding. And it comes out, and I put the numbers in. So it had an ounce of flax seeds, an ounce of hemp seeds, 2 ounces of chia seeds. It had some other things, probably some coconut, 3 ounces of coconut. And then it calculated. So when I go down to the bottom, it tells me that this was really good. It had a, this should be a 6-3 ratio, 0.84. And that's good because it had 14 of omega 3 and 12 of omega 6. So we're trying to get the omega 6-3 ratio to be 3 or less to be an optimal anti-inflammatory. So this recipe is great, a great way to start the day. That way, if they have some, you know, sunflower seeds or something else later that has more of the omega 6, then they don't have a problem with it, right? They don't exceed their omega 6. So it's a really good chart to become familiar with. And then here's some videos of various things, various omega-3 rich videos and recipes and all kinds of stuff that you can use to help support your client through this. That's your fat. Give your body an oil change. Then there's managing pain and inflammation. Again, there's a big video on this page where I talk about it and I show all the fancy charts. This is about 15 minutes. It's not very long. But you'll see that I show all the different charts and I talk to them about it in a way that's easy for the clients to understand. You might like my firefighters and don't kill the firefighters idea because the drugs kill the firefighters. We want to support the firefighters. It's just a fun way to look at it and feel free to, you know, model it for your own clients. And then there's just step-by-step, how do you help them to manage their inflammation? And then if you go to, you want to test the blood spot fatty acid if you can't get it under control with just, you know, recommending diet and lifestyle. And then this is a course that I've given you access to. It's our Eat Your Way Out of Pain course. It takes you, that link will take you over to the Unstoppable Health site. So you'd have to log in over there to get access to it. And it's basically an audio and then a video and then a bunch of other pieces. There should be also the transcript of it and the flowcharts and the guide. The flowcharts are cool because what I used to do with folks is I would laminate some of these flowcharts and then I would sit there with people and trying to explain to them, like for this particular one, you know, why the certain things that they eat are going to cause inflammation. And when they take drugs, this is how it decreases it. It kills the firefighters, but it also kills the inflammation. But it also kills the body's ability to make EPA and DHA. And what we really want to do is support those firefighters, right? EPA, DHA, prostaglandins. And this is how you do it. These are the foods that support this enzyme, delta 60 saturates, that takes these short chain fatty acids down to the long chain fatty acids. So if you have somebody has an abundance of these foods in their diet, but they're deficient in any of these nutrients, then they're not going to be able to do the conversion. And it's going to seem like they have an omega-3 imbalance. And that blood spot fatty acid test gives it. Now in the main NEPT site, which most of you have access to, some of you are just in this program, but you will see that there's a whole module on the fatty acid testing, which is cool. And it gives you all the explanations of everything that you can do with it and how to order it, etc. So we give you access to that. And then we have some additional bonuses, transforming stress, and some other things that I think play into the effectiveness of this process. So we've gone through the fats. Let me show you what's in the carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, and then minerals. And you'll have seen everything. again, the progress sheet. We're going to go to the overview of carbohydrates, going gluten-free, and all about sugar. So these are the kinds of things they're going to learn, what's the structure, what they do, why they're important. There's a video, again, with the slides, downloadables, and transcripts. Go ahead and take care of that. And this is an action plan. Have them heat whole foods carbs. Help them go gluten-free, and then we have a whole module on that. Have them assess their body's reaction using their blood sugar tester. Make sure they consume their ideal quantity. And here's some charts that give you how much carbohydrate is in each of these vegetables, and you can look at the vegetables. Corn is a high carb food. A cup of corn is 28 grams of carb, only 2.9 of fiber, so the net carb is somewhere about 26. If you don't know about net carbs, we explain it in here. So let's look at cauliflower is one of the higher carb vegetables. A cup of it still only has 3.9 grams of carbohydrate, and two of it is fiber, so it's really a net carb of 1.9. But if we were to look at something like, cabbage, another one, 2.5, 4.5, you take away the fiber, very low carb foods, right? These green leafy vegetables. But if we were to look at, where was the corn or squash? Is that summer squash? I want to look. Yam, here we go. Yam is 11, so not too bad compared to some of the others, 1.7. Compared to winter squash, 15 minus 6 is about 9 grams of net carb for a cup. So this can be helpful for you more than for them to help calculate some of the foods they're eating, and also see if they really do need to go lower in carbs because their blood sugars aren't being balanced, that you can help them pick out the foods from this chart. Anyway, those are just USDA charts, okay? I added this thing on the specific carbohydrate diet just because this is a thing on carbohydrates. And there's a lot of people that are going, I have to avoid this carbohydrate and that carbohydrate and FODMAPs and all that. So I gave you my version of specific carbohydrate, which eliminated a lot of the garbage that they had on there, because I remember seeing some sort of alcohol on there and jams and, you know, things that weren't exactly good foods. Going gluten-free, I have a lot of resources for you. You probably already know a lot. Some of you are already certified gluten-free practitioners. Some of this you might have heard already. We've got a few talks from Tom O'Brien, and then we've got some articles and other things, other interviews that I've had. And so we give you all of that. We have a Gluten in Your Health from our inner circle. We've got a bunch of stuff from Tom O'Brien. We've got my booklet, Eliminate the Gluten and Accelerate Your Health. So lots and lots of stuff here and teaching you action steps, really review all the action steps on these pages to see what you can do to put this into practice with your client. Don't expect this is just, you're going to get through this module in a week or so. There's a lot here, and I highly recommend that you take your time going through it. Make notes as you do as to what you're going to do. Make your own resources or handouts, and some of them you can use my handouts as you choose. Sugar, you know, we all know a lot about sugar. I have from the perspective of the client, what is sugar? How does it work? I mean, we actually look, if you were to look at my slides, you could see that I go into some of the chemistry with them just so they understand it. They're not going to remember this stuff, but it just really, I think that the more we educate people, the better. And then we give them charts about the different sugar alcohols and everything else. And then your action plan. Avoid sugars, sources to use, sources to avoid. It's a great little sheet. If you want to share this with your clients, you can. Right? Just a simple sheet. People love checklists. And then have them get a glucose meter if you want to, and assess it. Okay, and now we're down to the end here. We're going to go to protein and then vitamins and minerals. So protein, we have the one page. Why is it important? So many people have misconceptions about protein, like the more the better. No, the higher the protein goes, if it's over your needs for protein, it gets converted to, guess what? Sugar. Not good. So have you watched the video, learn a few things, and then what do you do with your client? Well, have them assess their protein intake. Fitday.com or chronometer.com. I'm really liking chronometer.com. I really like the reports they give. People can track their food intake, and you can actually look to see, are they meeting their nutritional needs? So if you can get people to do this, if you can get them to pay the $40 for the gold version of it, even better, because the reports get better. Help them to determine, are they in the state of protein excess or protein deficiency? And I have a chart here that you can use. signs of excess, signs of deficient, help them to determine. You do that by looking at symptoms, but you also do that by looking at intake. Adjust their clients' needs. This is the slides that go with that video. This is a video, slides from a presentation I did with my ERC folks. And then the digestive assessment, because if they're eating plenty of protein, but they show signs of protein deficiency, there's signs of protein deficiency on their labs, which you learn about in the lab testing module, then I think it's important for you to assess their digestion. So we give you this digestion assessment scorecard. And finally, we're going to go to the vitamins and minerals. The vitamin page. We've got a bunch of videos on the vitamin page. Okay, so we've got an overview, like what are vitamins and how do they work and why are they important? We've got the food sources, so we've got some cool charts in there. Again, each one has the slides, has the transcripts. We have one on supplementation and one on assessment. I highly recommend you watch these, take notes for how you want to present this to your clients. It gives you some ideas of how you can be sitting with people. And if you have a systematic approach to going through this with people, you're not going to run out of things to talk about on sessions, right? You can't give people everything they need in one or two sessions. They've created a lifetime of habits and you want to unpack those habits, right? So I have them do the nutrient assessment and I've given you access to this. You can use this. You can create your own. You can just use it as a guideline. Gives you scores. You can look at my nutrient assessment chart. You can look at some of the symptoms that they may be experiencing and which ones might do. So some people may not want to do an assessment, but you're kind of looking at them or talking to them and you can check things off as you go along. Rank their imbalances, like, you know, what are the scores? Like say they get a score of 57 on zinc and 22 on thiamine, you're going to really look at that zinc and zinc being so critical for hormone function and digestive function. You're going to go with that. Choose vitamin-rich foods to correct their imbalances. I give you some charts from WH Foods and we just did one for several of these, vitamin A, B1, right? So you can look them there. You can also look on their site. On their site, it just takes some doing. I did the work for you. It's like going in through, page after page to try to find them all. So we just put them all together on one document for you. Then have them take supplements if desired. Go through the whole idea of how to choose your best supplements. And we show you that here, some of the brands. And this is my thought. And then caution them that they need to go slowly with supplements. Don't just go and buy a ton of it and start a bunch of things at the same time because you may get some adverse reactions. Then we have a presentation that Craig Summers did live at one of our Spring Into Vitalities. It was very, very well received. And then I have some more details, in-depth stuff. One is for vitamin C. One is for vitamin D. And I think that's it. So vitamin C and D, we go into more depth. And then finally, we have our minerals. And this very similarly, I just have one. I didn't separate it because everything was all merged together. So it still goes through an overview, assessments, food sources, uses, and how to supplement. And you same thing, you've got a nutrient mineral assessment that you can use with your clients to help figure out what minerals might be out of balance. You've got the mineral density charts, and then you've got the same sort of thing for supplementation. I actually gave you access to this from Sweet Spot. It's a resource guide for supplementation. It gives you my philosophy there, but then it gives you for the different core supplements for Sweet Spot, but also a whole bunch of others. Like it's got the magnesium, and then it has B vitamins, alpha lipoic acid. So it just gives you a lot of resource for where I get my stuff. Again, you may have your own favorites that I don't use, and feel free to use those and incorporate those and create your own. Then we have deeper. We go into detail on iodine, magnesium, and zinc. And they're good presentations for general overview for yourself. And then the last thing is a page that is still under construction, is antioxidants. That presentation has been written and it just needs to be recorded. And I'll go into more details about what are the antioxidants and how they support your client in getting well. So that's the end of the diet pillar of the Body Freedoms Foundation.